Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe Starkey. And right now on the Fan Hotline, we've got Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette talking some Steelers. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, let's start here, and I want to get into this because, granted, it's something that happened earlier in the week, but there were a couple different pieces of information that kind of stuck out to me as far as Cam Sutton's suspension. It was one of the things that you pointed out was that Cam Sutton waived his right to appeal, so he's immediately available for that Week 8 game against the Giants. First of all, also, Ray, by the way, good morning.
Well, good morning. Good to be with you, Josh. Yeah. I think first time being on one of your shows, so good to be with you.
And it's first time I think we've talked in a while, because I'm not in practice that often these days on the South Side. I'm a house cat now, so good to talk to you. But something I think you pointed out, I think it was on Twitter at the time it was announced, that he waived his right to appeal. Did that shock you, Ray, that he waived his right to appeal? Does it seem like more of a concession for you?
Yeah, I mean, in all of those cases, you know, the way the NFL handles these, Josh, it's always kind of murky. You know, there's a lot of gray area there. But, you know, I go back to Ben Roethlisberger when he violated personal conduct policy, and he pled that down from 6-4. So everyone was thinking, okay, whatever Cam Sutton gets, he'll be able to appeal. But then it came out, you know, it was a minute or two later that I found out, you know, he waived his right to an appeal. What that tells me, and I'm reading between the lines here, because, again, the league doesn't disclose a lot of this stuff, but I think they felt what he did was a fairly serious offense, and I think through back channels they probably told him, hey, listen, you know, we can give you 12, you can plead it down and appeal it, maybe it'll be 8, maybe it'll be 10, or we could just give you 8 and you can't appeal it. So I think it was one of those deals, but, yeah, to answer your question, I was a little bit surprised, and I was a little bit surprised at the length, but, again, Josh, you know, Goodell doesn't you know, he's pretty harsh when it comes to, you know, these alleged domestic violence incidents. You can go back to Ray Rice and some of those others. So looking back, maybe we all shouldn't be surprised that it was half a season.
Now, with that said, when this signing first happened, we knew this was kind of in the rearview mirror, that this was something that eventually was going to creep up on us. But at the same time, you looked at the depth chart and you say, okay, well, now you have Cam Sutton here and maybe this – you kind of shift things around, whether it's outside, inside, nickelback, who starts, who's on the outside. But now we know what the date is for Cam Sutton to return. So what does that do as far as the depth chart in your mind, and how does it shift things, Ray?
Yeah, Josh, I mean, as far as the off-season training camp roster, there's not a lot of option with guys with a lot of NFL experience. You know, Josiah Scott has started a few games in this league. Graylin Arnold, the same thing, but not a lot of experience. You know, there was a lot of talk in the spring about Beanie Bishop, you know, an experienced guy, played a lot of college football most recently at West Virginia. You know, I think he'll have a shot to you know, get on the radar in training camp. But, you know, if by mid-August none of those guys are standing out, I think we're back to square one with the Patrick Peterson talk. It was a topic all throughout March and April because he was let go in mid-March. Hasn't signed anywhere else yet, but I think a guy of that stature, a guy of that caliber who is versatile, who can play inside and outside, I think that would be a nice add for half a season. And to be honest with you, I don't think you're going to have to pay all that much money. You might not get him for the vet minimum, but I think he could probably be had for, you know, $3, maybe $4 million a year.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette joins me right now on 93.7 The Fan. Ray, we're at that point. Austin and I were talking about this because when you get to, you know, mini camp and OTAs and you look at training camp, you're like, it's 7-8 weeks down the pike. You still got a couple months. Well, we're 2 weeks away. We're right on top of it at this point. And it's going to be back to those days where standing outside, 80, 90 degree heat, watching a bunch of guys running around, fans will be there. Now, granted, when you're there, when you get the opportunity to take in the atmosphere, it is a great atmosphere. I don't discount that. I don't always miss the 90-degree day standing outside in the heat to watching practice happen, but there's the mainstays of camp, right? There's the run test. There's the arrival when all the players show up. You wonder who's going to have the, you know, the colorful arrival. There's the backs-on-backers drill. Everybody has the one mainstay that they look forward to. Mine is backs-on-backers. What's your mainstay camp ritual, Ray?
Backs on backers, yes. Undoubtedly, but I love to watch the O-line, D-line pass rush drills because I think you learn a lot about the O-lineman and the D-lineman, but there is no substitute for the backs on backers. And as we become more conscious of head injuries, you know, anyone who played football in my era, high school, college football, you had the old Oklahoma drills. This is as close to it. They try to keep their head out of it, but it's violent stuff, and it's always the highlight of camp for me. I mean, they do it twice. They do it once, I think, first, second day of pads, and then they do it again at the night practice at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. But, for me, backs on backers is the drill to watch if you're a football fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If I'm going to training camp, I got to see people hit people. It's the thing that has to be in my mind. So backs on backers is definitely my pick. But I wanted to ask that question to kind of shift to something else. And this was a bit of a change when the schedule got released a month or so ago.
Yeah.
But traditionally speaking, Ray, we're used to seeing those guys kind of have like a light walkthrough in the morning and then practices in the afternoon. Well, now we find out of the 15 practices on campus at St. Vincent, 10 of them are starting at 10:30 in the morning. Just what does that do as far as maybe how this affects how things go? I know it's going to be an earlier time for fans to get there. That creates a lot more traffic for people trying to get in and see everything. But how do you think it shifts it as far as how the practices go and how it affects the players and how the schedule maybe affects what the results might look like?
Yeah, so there's a new strength and conditioning staff this year, and I think those guys went to the coaching staff and said, hey, listen, we think the players will be better nourished if they're practicing early And then this way they feel like eating later in the day. A lot of times when you practice in the afternoon, all you feel like doing, if it's 90, 95 degrees out, all you feel like doing at 6 o'clock at night is hydrating. Whereas if you hydrate in the afternoon, get a little lunch, and then eat a big dinner, I think it's much better for those guys to keep on some good weight. So that's sort of the football aspect of this. But you're right, for the fans, it's going to be different. And you will still have those Saturday and Sunday workouts at the regular time, you know, late afternoon. So, you know, the traditionalists can go out there on the weekends and still have it the way it used to be. But, yeah, I mean, fans are going to have to get up earlier. They're going to have to fight traffic. It's going to be different. But, when I first started covering this team and when Bill Cowher was here, they would practice twice a day, once mm-hmm. in the morning, once in the afternoon. So it's not unprecedented, but it certainly is different, from the way Mike Tallman has done it during his tenure.
Now, there is one positive from the media standpoint, and I had to think about this because I thought back to my days as a reporter and a field producer. There's one thing that the schedule shift does help as far as practice being in the morning, because now it frees up more time, Ray, for my favorite part of being training camp, and that's lunch.
Yeah,
frees it up for lunch. But yeah, also, sorry, go ahead.
St. Vincent's is, they are known for that. They got that new cafeteria too, which is excellent.
Yes.
If you're a student at St. Vincent, I'm telling you, you got it better than 95% of the college students who go to school elsewhere. But
amen.
Yeah. Yeah. For what, 6 weeks, Josh, we get to eat like the NFL players, and that's not bad.
And you feel heavy the rest of the day and you almost don't feel bad for it. But it also, as I say, you know, I'm worried about lunch because I always am. But at the same time, and you understand this, and those who have been in that particular position, that's when you get a lot of your interviews. You're catching guys coming out of the cafeteria. You're catching guys going in. You're catching guys going out. That's where I got probably, I still call this probably the greatest interview of my lifetime, of my career. I caught Mean Joe Green coming out of lunch, and he gave me this crazy weird stare, and he's like 5 minutes, like really even voice. He talked to me for 10. But that's the point where you get a lot of those interviews as media talking to guys. So it does feel to me like if they're practicing in the morning, they get lunch, maybe they might be a little bit more talkative when they come out of lunch.
Yeah. Listen, the training camp also is really good for access. We got really good access with the Steelers during the season, but you get them on the field after practice, whoever has like the highlight reel catch of the day or whoever had a really good day, maybe you get them on the practice field and then you have another opportunity at lunchtime, like you said, to get some more interviews. So, I don't think Steelers fans know how lucky they have it. Like our access as TV and radio and print guys, it's really good. And it's really good if you compare it to across the league. So, there should be plenty of stories to come out of this training camp. I don't want to say it was boring, like when you had Ben and Bell and AB, but you kind of knew what the roster was going to be. But there's competition at both tackle positions, competition at center, competition at number two receiver. I mean, there are tons of storylines for the fans to follow here in another couple weeks.
Ray, I just talking and telling some of the stories about training camp actually make me wish I was going back this year. But good to talk to you about it. Hopefully you stay cool out there and enjoy the lunch because I'm going to miss that part. But good to talk to you again as always. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Josh. Talk to you later.
Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray is one of the mainstays, man. Like when I first started going out covering training camp, I want to say my first training camp, I think was 2010, maybe 2009. And Ray was one of the mainstays that I remember being there. The Ray Fittipaldos, the of all people, the Jeff Hathorns of the world.
I mean, stunning.
Jeff Hathorn is a mainstay in any category because Jeff is just the greatest human ever. But, Ray was one of the guys that I remember seeing out there and being just a wobble-kneed kid trying to talk to players coming out. I'll tell this Joe Green story right now because I got a few minutes. Austin, you'll probably appreciate this. I was a field producer at the time at WTAE, and I'm out there. It was me and a couple other photographers. I'm up there. I'm out there with John Hoffman. Shout out to John. Kerry Toso. And I want to say TJ Hott was there. It was a handful of guys, and they're all shooting practice. And in between, as Ray was talking about, you catch players. Now, granted, they would have the walkthrough in the morning, they would have lunch, and then you catch them coming out of lunch before practice in the afternoon. And some guys would talk to you after lunch. Some are in a good mood after they eat. They'll talk to you. Some guys, you know, they might be trying to get to the bathroom real quick after they eat. I don't know. Or they might just be more focused on practice and maybe not as talkative. It varies from person to person. But then you'll catch a coach here and there. You'll get a position coach. You'll get a coordinator. Maybe you catch somebody you can talk to. And then every once in a while, you'll get someone in town visiting who is one of the most transcendent players in the game's freaking history, like Joe Green walking out of lunch, which is what happened to me. I've told this story quite a bit at like different speaking engagements that I've had, but Austin, we're waiting outside. Joe Green comes out and John Hoffman, for those who work in local TV news, if you've seen my old coworker, John Hoffman, Austin, John Hoffman is probably no taller than 5'7", 5'8". Not a big dude, but Hoffman is afraid of no one. So John tells me, "Hey, let's go get Mean Joe." I'm like, "I don't know, Hoffman. I don't know, dude." He's like, "Come on, let's go get Mean Joe." I'm like, I don't want him to eat me. Like, no, can we not? He's like, "Come on, let's go get Mean Joe." So I walk up to him, and this is probably the most scared I've ever been in my entire life. I don't know how I did this. I'm like, "Excuse me, Joe, Josh Taylor, with the one of the TV stations, can we have a few minutes?" He looks at me, Austin, with like the most stern, "I'm going to punch you in the face" looks ever. And he says, "Do I know you?" To this day, the response I have, I don't know how I came up with it. I probably should have crapped myself and ran. I probably should have felt it running down my leg and just cowered in safety. Somehow, the only thing I managed to do was stick my hand out and say, "Not yet."
That's a great response.
That's all I had. It's all I could muster. "Do I know you?" "Not yet." He shook my hand. He same look, dead in the face. 5 minutes. He talked to me for like 10. Couldn't have been nicer. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. We ended up talking on camera, and he gave me such great stuff. And we asked him questions about like training camp when he played, and we asked him about like what practice used to be like with how Chuck Noll was, stuff like that. But we also talked to him about like, you know, the fan environment and people being around. And he was saying, you know, it wasn't like this when we were here. He's like, "I don't remember much of that happening, but having the fans there," he didn't mention how it was a cool thing to have. But that was my training camp interview, like lunch, like marquee story. It doesn't get better than that. I'm never going to top that as far as interactions with legends go.
The greatest Steeler of all time.
Oh, without
not question. Yet.
Without question. Do I know you? Not yet. It's all I had, Austin. I had to lean on it.
It's a perfect response. I mean, truly. It's a confident response,
oh,
more
gosh.
Than anything.
Oh my God. I was so like pleased with myself afterwards. I'm like, how did I just do that? I don't know. It was like out of body experience.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.